Hey, this is Sukarja, and I'm going to be reading my poem, No Love for a Loveless God, which is inspired by the Moses Sumney line from Doomed that reads, "If lovelessness is godlessness, will you cast me to the wayside?" I don't know if lovelessness is godlessness. I feel like lovelessness for me is too much God. Is God blessing America? Is God and the US government making lovelessness a quotidian, unquestioned project of mass death? Lovelessness is the legislation. It's states banning trans healthcare. It's how any critiques of here become wrong and dangerous, just like critiques of him. Lovelessness is states banning books from lives and libraries and classes. It's us not having enough time to process before another law passes. It's all these decisions to decimate, divided up among the masses. Lovelessness is masklessness. It's not just God-fearing people. It's everyone not learning from the laws. Because back to jobs, joy, and outside became justifications for genocide. Lovelessness is looking forward to forgetting. And that being the whitest type of wanting. Oh, I see how all this makes sense then. All of them and God deserve one another. Lovelessness is lies about relief, about who we can rely on. God's taken too damn long because I really don't think he give a shit about black people. What the fuck is taking him so damn long again and again? Because we don't have time for divine plans. No tears for targets or police fans. No fears for those fires. But I am finding fault in how scripture and scholarship can focus on the violence we endure, but not the violence it'll take to destroy the imperial core. And yes, all that scares me. But it scares me more thinking about you and you and you and you, all of us not loved by this empire. It scares me thinking about how much longer we can survive despite the lovelessness. And I can only be scared of God because of his carelessness when I see all this shit. And I'm not naive looking for a savior. But between him and us, I'm trying to see who has the power. Are we willing to be each other's genesis? To say, I feel a beginning in you. To say, I'll have sustained sensitivity to that feeling and what it could do. Like create systems of care and not carnage. As we accept that this work is lifetimes long. But we are a loveliness that we can depend on. My spirit reaches for and is responsible to the most ungodly love as the most trustworthy. It reaches for tactics to get to that time when we end our abandoning of each other. When we do something even God couldn't do. And then, what are his children gonna say? What could they possibly do at that point to define love?